Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing this morning? Come on, put your hands together this morning now. Come on now. You got to unfold your praise this morning. We need you. We feed off of your spirit this morning. I got up this morning after I did my meditation, and I said, I'm going to that church that is a preaching church and a praising church. And that was First Congregational Church. So if you are here to praise this morning, why don't you stand to your feet this morning and come on and let the Lord know how glad you are to be in the house this morning. Come on now. Give it up. Give it up for the Lord. Amen. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times. You know it.
Because the choir asked you, not because the pastor asked you, because you came with praise on your lips, because your God has been just that good to you. Somebody need to give God some praise in this house today. He's good. As the old church would say, he's better than good. Oh, have mercy, have mercy.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ken and the male chorus for that selection. Amen. Amen. That lifted my spirit. Did it lift yours? Amen. If it didn't, come see me at the service. We need to perform some surgery. Amen. Amen. Because God is always worthy to be praised. And when praise is in the house, we ought to join in. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something, and I know you've heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it until everybody get it. If you give God a little bit of praise, he'll get in your situation. The Bible declares it. It said if you open up God some praise, the Bible says God adheres to the praise of his people. Amen? Which means God will get into your praise, and in your praise, he'll dissect what your praise is all about. And once he dissect what your praise is all about, then he act on your behalf for you. Somebody need to give God some praise. I'm already preaching. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning to say thank you. For Master, we have so much to be thankful for. But we are most thankful today for your presence. Because we know if you're here, if we can sit before you, we can hear from you. If we can hear from you, we can learn from you. If we can learn from you, we can do better. And that's what we came today, to learn how we can do better. Because each and every day we need to grow in your spirit so we can look more like you, sound more like you, act more like you, walk more like you, talk more like you. So we pray, Master, that while we're here, that you give us all these things, so that we can keep elevating the kingdom of God. We ask now in these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We now have opening hymns 373. Thank you.
when you want him.
Got a witness up here.
Come on.
Now you can ask the children of Israel.
What you say, boy? What you say?
By the Red Sea.
I can't hear you.
By that mean old Pharaoh and his army.
Say it, boy. Say it.
There was water all around that. And Pharaoh on the track. But out of nowhere.
Childhood, amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come. Master, with hearts that are perhaps concerned, for as the deacon stated when he stood at the podium, our world is in turmoil. There is so much going on that it can almost be overwhelming. Every time we turn on the television, we see something that we can't believe with our own eyes. Things that perhaps are from the past seem to have risen its ugly head again. But one thing we are certain of is that we have you as our Lord and our Savior. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it sounds, and Master, even no matter how bad it feels, you still yet are God. We, because we know the Bible, know that you have not turned your ears away from us. You have not turned your heart from us. You have not turned yourself from us. But yet and still, we are like Habakkuk when he questioned you and he said, Master, how long? In our prayer today, we ask you, how long? One thing we know, you will answer. Master, we pray that it's not a long time, but we pray that your will be done most of all. When we look, we pray that we don't have fear in our hearts, but we believe that you are going to work it out. We pray that we can stand, not fold, not falter, not be moved off of what you have told us because of what our eyes can see. One thing we must understand as children of yours, that this is a faith walk. And sometimes what we see is not what it's going to be. We believe in you now, and we ask you now to cover us all, keep our minds, keep our hearts, so that we don't lose ourselves in what we see. But in all things, we look to you for the answer for all things that's happening in this earth. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray that all hearts say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. For these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that they will be used to change someone's life. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Anybody remember when you were baptized? Anybody remember when you went to the water? Anybody remember that? Well, if you remember that, come on and stand. If you're able to stand up and just put your hands together this morning. Come on. We feed off of your spirit this morning. We're not in a concert this morning. We're not on stage this morning. We're here to praise the Lord. And that's why I come to this church, because I learned that it is a praising, a preaching, and a praising church. Amen? So come on, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, y'all. I remember when I first got baptized, y'all. Yeah. Yes, I do. Mama was holding my hand. She said, ain't no harm in my God's water. Yeah, I went down in the waters. The water was cold and it chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. Still waters, they run deep, y'all. Still waters, they run so deep. Still waters, they run deep, y'all. I said, still waters, they run deep, y'all. Listen, now the preacher said, come here, son. We're gonna baptize you today. Oh, yeah. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, yeah. Yeah, I went down in the waters. Water was cold and it chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. Still waters, they run deep, y'all. I said, still waters, they run so deep. Oh, yes, they do now. I said, they run deep, y'all. Still waters, they run deep, y'all. Listen, now I never will forget that day, y'all. When I came up out of the waters, yes I did, I had a new walk, I had a new talk, telling everybody my God lives, yeah, yeah. I went down in the waters, the water was cold and it chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. Still waters, they run deep, y'all. I said, still, come on, put your hands together. Run deep, y'all. Still waters. Said they run deep, y'all. Oh, still waters. They run deep, y'all. The reason why I know that they run deep, y'all. Because ever since that day, I've been sometimes up, I've been sometimes down. But through it all, y'all, you see God's love, God's love. It just keeps on holding me when I want to do wrong. Said the Holy Spirit, tell me you're wrong, son. When I came out the water, see the Holy Spirit, and I'm a covered man. Said the water was clean. It'll clean my heart. It'll clean my mind. it'll clean my soul. Anybody here, yeah, know what I'm talking about. Listen, have you ever been down? Have you ever been down? Have you ever been down? Down in the water. I got to tell everybody, I got to tell the world, that God's water, that God's water, I said it runs so deep. Still water, still water, still water, still water. Oh yes they do, y'all. Oh yes they do. Oh yeah, still waters Jesus loves runs deep.
Amen. Still water runs deep. Amen. I'm talking about the love of Jesus, amen. Amen. Anybody here thankful for God's love? Oh, come on, don't applaud me for asking the question. Actually, is anybody here happy about God's love? Amen. Amen. Maybe we didn't get so sophisticated, we didn't forgot how to praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, when you get money, it makes you change. Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen. Money changes us, amen. How you know that, Reverend? Because when we didn't have money, we praised God like we didn't have sense. Amen. And then we got a little bit of money in our pocket, a little bit of change, we change, amen. We became like David's wife when she saw David praising God. When she asked him, "You're the king of Israel. Why are you out here looking like a fool?" Well, David said, "My God is my blessing." Amen. Now somebody better realize who your blessing is. It's not your money. Amen. It's not your status in life. God don't care about any of that. You do. What God cares about is your heart and about you worshiping and serving him. And we made our money our God, and we don't realize that we have done so. And the reason why I know that is because our money keep our mouths quiet. Lord have mercy. I done said something. Amen. I didn't even stand to say that. God needs somebody to hear that. Amen. 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 Let me get myself ready for preaching. Amen. Amen. Let me stop fussing. Amen. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. I said, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. You see, in order to win this fight, I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Logos been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me, help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, see, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me.
you may as well join me. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Amen. Not some, but all of my days. Amen. 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 Let us be swift, because we only have a few moments left. I'll talk with Sam and B for taking up all my time later on. Those are my friends. They know I'm just poking at them. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Psalms 91? Psalms 91, we begin reading at that first stanza. And it reads, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk with you from the subject, where are you hiding? Let me say that again. Where are you hiding? And my proposition to you is, when life is raging, where do you run for refuge? Well, once again, when life is raging, where do you run for refuge? I like to pose that question to you today, because I've learned that Christians sometimes don't follow instructions well. What are you talking about, Reverend? When things come up in our lives, we have a tendency to respond out of emotion versus following the guideline that's given to us by God. In many cases, we act like the world. We don't stand strong. We be weak and about to fall apart. But as Christians, we ought to understand that if God allowed you in, God already made a way for you to get out. If he is your God and he is as loving as we say that he is, you must understand that when storms come up in your life, when the life starts raging, that's when you ought to stand. You know, we can stand when everything is good. We are mighty, we are powerful when there is no problems in our life. But guess what? Non-believers can do that.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, non-believers do that very well. But as a child of God, when life starts raging, what tells God that you are his child is your ability to stand. And I know we're going through a lot in this world, and I know a lot is going on. I know that you wake up every morning, soon as you get out of bed, you got to fight. Scammers are trying to take your money, steal your identity, misuse and abuse you. I understand. They've been so good at their job that they made $12.5 billion last year. So I understand that you have a fight every time you get up. Young women and young men have to be careful how they travel because people make money now off of sex trafficking. Our children, every time they go somewhere, they don't realize their parents are about to fall apart because we're concerned about even the slightest thing, because we don't know if they're going to make it to their destination. Human traffickers made $236 billion last year. So I know you got to fight. I know you have much concern. I know you have much to go through. And I know every time you turn the television on, you see something that you never thought would happen in this era. But guess what? As a child of God, you're supposed to be able to stand. Amen. You're supposed to be strong during this time. Yeah. This is when the world should be leaning on the church and not the church leaning on the world.
Tell it.
So my question to you is, where are you hiding? And when life starts raging in your household, where do you find your refuge? Some of us turn to the alcohol bottle. Some of us turn to smoking cigarettes. Some of us turn to talking with our friends. Some of us pick up the phone and gossip. But God wants to know, will you be his child when things are tough? Will you be his child when it's not easy to say, I'm a Christian? Because what he wants you to know is, if you stand for him, he'll stand for you. As a matter of fact, he promised you absolute safety if you stand for him. He promised you he'll protect you if you stand for him. He promised to stand with you if you stand for him. When things are tough, it's not time for Christians to be fearful. I know Donald Trump got a lot of y'all tripping. I understand, especially if you took the Bible study class that we had about eschatology. Because a lot of the stuff he's doing talks about, well, shall I say eschatology talks about the end time when God is coming back. And a lot of this stuff that he's doing lines up with what we've discussed. Amen. So I know that you have some concerns, but what I want you to know, even in that, you need to stand with power.
That's right.
Because you know what God said about the end time. You know what God said about how to be a child of his when things are not easy.
This world that we live in has messed us up. We like easy stuff. Amen. I don't want to stand on your toes too long, but y'all know how it is. If stuff don't go your way, for some of us, if it don't go your way, it ain't going no way at all, is it? When God is trying to show you his way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your way is not his way.
That's right.
Sometimes his way is for you to go through the tough times. Sometimes his way is for you to go down the rough side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Sometimes his way is for you to go through the thickle of the bush and the thorns.
Yeah.
Sometimes his way is not for you to have it all easy and everything work in your favor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes his will is for you to struggle. Yeah. Sometimes his will is for you to go through. The question is, will you stand? Will you stand? Or will you retreat and hide? Yeah. Will you stand or will you fall apart? I remember when the church was different. When things got rough, the church got stronger. Nowadays, when things get rough, the church get quiet. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. We don't want to cause any problems. But sometimes God intends for you to take a sword with you. Sometimes he intends for you to get in the battle. Because if you get in the battle will be blessed.
Amen.
This is a tough message today. He want to know where you're hiding. Church, what you doing to make a difference? I'm not just talking about the church as a whole. I'm talking about us as individuals, because sometimes we wait for the whole church to move when God needs for you to move. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm just one person. I can't do a lot. Well, Martin Luther King changed the whole world. One man. God says in this scripture that if you are my child, you have my absolute protection. You have my absolute security. And I will make sure that I keep you in three places. He says, in the physical place, I'll hide you. In the spiritual place, I will hide you. He said, then in the most high of places, I will hide you. Now, what I want you to know is hide is not that he's going to remove you from what's going on. He's going to give you power to go through what's going on.
Amen.
And he's going to give you power in such a way that it won't affect how you think.
Mm-hmm.
Your mental stability won't change. You won't become weak. You will realize that God is the God who's taking care of everything. So all you have to do is walk through. I know it's tough, because I'm telling you what he told me when it came to my mother. It's tough. But I need for you to understand that he has a purpose for you. And your purpose is not to stop. Your purpose is not to be removed from the situations that are going on in the world. Your purpose is for you to get in and be out.
How many of us has talked to anybody about what's going on and helped them through what they're seeing? Everybody in this church hand should have been up.
Oh, yeah.
Stop being quiet when things get tough. Start standing up like you're supposed to. And sometimes, even if you offend, sometimes the offense is needed.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a hard message today. This ain't no shouting message. This is a pastoral message. It's supposed to have been preached on first Sunday, but God sped up the process. Sometimes the offense is needed. Because sometimes you don't wake people up until the offense occurs. That's why Jesus turned the tables over in the tabernacle. Sometimes you have to offend. Because when you stand on right, sometimes right is going to drive them and not draw them. But you got to stand on right. God said, if you stand on right, I will stand with you. This psalm is about God promising his security, his protection, and his provision in time when it's tough. It's mega ministry stuff that messed us up. We want everything like mega ministries. Microwavable church service, microwavable religion, microwavable fellowships, microwavable gatherings. That means you control it. You push the time, when we're going to have it, when it's going to finish, when it's going to be in it, what's going to come out of it. Amen. Well, sometimes God don't want you to have a microwavable. I told you I wasn't going to fuss at him when I started fussing in my preaching dinner. But I'm not fussing. I'm trying to get you to understand it. God wants you to know that he needs for you to stand up. He needs for Christians to stop being quiet. I was watching TV the other day, and they had this thing where they were talking to young black folks in Houston, and they asked them to name five books of the Bible. Whew. I know we're not standing up at home because our children don't even know the books of the Bible. Out of the 10 children they asked, and I'm talking about teenagers to young adults, none of them got five books.
Wow.
When I was a little kid, that's the first thing they taught us, was the books of the Bible and the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
If I didn't know anything else, I knew the books of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. And if you're a good child, you knew Psalms 23. But we are talking about our people who are the moral compass of this country, and our children don't know the basics when it comes to God. Where are you hiding, church? You know, some of y'all might say, well, I don't have children, Reverend. Well, other folks got children. Are you helping the other children? Are you just comfortable with coming and enjoying the singing, enjoying the preaching, sitting on the pews, soaking up all God has to give to you, but you're not giving anything back? Mm-hmm. The Bible teaches me that love is reciprocated.
Amen.
If God is giving to you, guess what? He's giving you love. The way you reciprocate God's love is to give back unto him.
Amen.
But God is not here, so how do you give back unto him?
Yeah.
You give back to others.
Yes,
that's
right. Yes, yes.
That's how you give back unto God. Just coming, sitting here on Sundays, it's not enough.
That's right.
Some of us are going to go and bust hell wide open because we think all we need to do is come to church and sit in the pew.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, work while it is day.
Amen.
You know why I said that? Because it's important for you to work. Because it says, surely night shall come, what? No man can work. Where are you hiding? Church, even if life gets tough, don't let that deter you, because God says, you have my safety. And as I take my seat, if you don't believe it, when Saul was chasing David, God led David to a cave, took a spider, and made that spider quickly cover that cave. So when Saul caught up with them, Saul wouldn't realize he was in that cave. Tell me God won't do that for you. He would do the same thing for you. If he would stop the world from spinning, he'll do everything he can for you. Stop being afraid. Stop hiding. Stand even when it's tough. Because he has everything already provided for you, your safety and your protection is already there. Stop being, as they say on HGTV. At one point I thought I was going to make the bill stuff. I used to watch HGTV. Realized it's a whole lot harder than what they show you on TV. Basically, I was a weekend builder. Stop being a weekend Christian. Stop being a Christian on Sundays. But you got nothing to say on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm going to say Saturday morning, because maybe Saturday night you're getting ready for church. Stop hiding, because God wants to put you out front. And when he puts you out front, not only will he stand with you, but he'll hold you up. Not only will he hold you up, but he'll fight for you. He'll be your battle axe. He will be your strength when you don't have any more strength. He will be the words in your mouth when you don't have the words to say. He will be everything you need. All he needs for you to do is stop hiding. Stop hiding, church. Get off those pews. Come from up under this cool air. Get out front and start fighting, because he promised you he'll fight with you. Amen. The doors of my Father's house are open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he's near, for sure shall come a time where God cannot be found. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master. Thank you for your words. Prayerfully, Master, they are encouraging us to be more active as Christians. Prayerfully, they'll give us the strength to step out of our comfort zone and get in the fight. Because this war is not a physical war. This is a spiritual battle. For the Antichrist has infiltrated the White House. And we must stand as your children, because he's claiming that what he's doing is your word. But what we know that he is not doing your work. Because he's not meeting the spirit that Christ has. Give us strength to get beyond ourselves. Give us the encouragement to be ambitious in spreading your gospel. Give us what we need so that we can stand strong in this world of confusion, heartache, evilness. You even warned us in your words here. You said, Master, that it will come a time when the hearts of men will wax cold. That time is now. Give us the strength to go out in this world and help man find his way back to you. We ask that you do this. And as we leave, we ask that you cover us, keep us, watch over, protect us, until we can return back to this church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let all God's children sing.
and on time, God. Yes, he is. Oh yes, he's on time.
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 He's on time. Oh yes, he's on time.
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 He's on time. Oh yes, he's on time.
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 He's on time. Oh yes, he's on time.
He's a long time.
Oh yeah.
He's an on time God. Yes, he is. So
he may not come when you want him. He'll be there right on time.
I tell you,
he's an on time God. He's an on time God.
Oh, he's an